The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. My telephone number, as usual, is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Heartbreaking situation in Afghanistan continues. I have a lot of news clips to share with you. We'll probably do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Even the mainstream media that has been deeply, deeply, deeply in love with President Biden has basically turned on him. Most, certainly not all, there are still some holdouts that are, well, basically lapdogs for the president. But most, even in the mainstream media, are referring to this as a total disaster, a nightmare, a debacle, tragedy, and many other words that are being used. It is bad when Joe Biden has lost the mainstream media and many, many, many in his party. After all, the Democrats have to get reelected as well. And I am absolutely positive. I have no doubt whatsoever, none, that this is going to be a stain on Joe Biden's presidency, no matter what else he does, if he finishes his four-year term. And since he was elected, I have said consistently, I don't think he will fill out his term. I don't. I don't know how he's going to leave. I don't know what the circumstances will be, but I have always believed that he would not serve his full 4 years in office. And I think that's even more likely now. But whatever else he does, this is going to be a huge part of his legacy. And Democrats who, you know, Democrats in the House of Representatives, Democrats in the Senate, on the federal level and also on the state level, are going to have to go to their constituents and explain if they supported President Biden in this venture or not. And the latest polls, and this has changed dramatically in the last 48 hours, The latest polls are indicating upwards of 70% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way President Biden has handled this situation. So anyway, we'll go more in depth than that at the top of the hour. But more important, I have some firsthand information to pass on to you about what's happening to the Christians in the country. And if it's possible, it's actually worse than what we feared. So again, at the top of the hour, I've got some firsthand information from Christians in Afghanistan. And the situation is worse than dire. Please pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, whether they're American or not. Pray for the Christians in Afghanistan. It does not look good at all. And again, I'll share more at the top of the hour. Well, the battle over masks continues. And by the way, since we're speaking of COVID, we had three straight days of decline in new COVID cases. And today we had a huge spike again. So we had 3 days of decline, and now we have a single day of a very large spike up over 3,000. And again, there will be a great deal of fear and panic communicated in the evening news and probably state officials. And it is something to be concerned about. I am not making light of it. Not in any way, shape, or form. I am not making light of it. I just continue to say we don't live in fear. Anyway, the controversy in the battle over mask mandates continues. And for whatever reason, and I honestly don't know why, but Lieutenant Governor John Husted, spoke yesterday at a career center here in Central Ohio and went on record that he believes in choice for school mask mandates. The choice should be up to the local school district, and more important than that, it should be up to individual parents. And I agree with that completely. Listen, we're seeing the protests of those who are demanding mask mandates. And there are their signs and their placards and their, you know, you're going to kill our kids and our kids are going to die because people won't wear masks. May I say what I said yesterday? If you want your child to wear a mask, fine. Let your child wear a mask. And if they work, if they do, and this is just me talking, all right? This is just me. I think it's highly doubtful that the masks do anything. Anthony Fauci, when this whole thing started, said, those masks don't do anything. It makes people feel good. This was Dr. Fauci. Well, we have new science. No, we don't. People have been wearing masks for medical reasons for years and years and years and years. Wearing masks is nothing new. We've had an enormous amount of research on what masks do, what they don't do. And when this whole thing started, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, nah, they don't work, but they make people feel good. But then when the pandemic really hit, and people began screaming, we got to do something. What are we going to do? We got to do something. The medical expert said, oh, okay, we got to do something. Okay, wear a mask. Boy, that'll really protect you. Wear a mask. And sure enough, just like Dr. Fauci said, it made people feel better. But anyway, if they do work, If they do, and if you believe they work, then whether the people around you are wearing a mask or not doesn't matter a whole lot. So if parents really believe, after they do their own research, and I am fine with this, if they want their child to wear a mask, go for it. Seriously, that's fine. But don't push it on everybody else. But that's just my opinion. And if you take my opinion, and about $8, you can get one of those fancy coffees at Starbucks. All right, we're going to take a break. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Hobby Lobby over in Illinois has been fined a sizable chunk of change. Wait till you hear why.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, so a man begins working at a Hobby Lobby in East Aurora, Illinois, back in 1998. A man. He works at Hobby Lobby, beginning in 1998. He is paid, treated well, stays on. But in 2007, he begins transitioning to a she. He begins wearing female clothing, makeup, etc., etc., etc. Did Hobby Lobby fire him? No, didn't. He remained employed. That was back in 2007. He began the transition. About a year ago, he fully identified as a woman. Now, I don't have the details of how much surgery was performed. I don't know. But he is still a biological male. Now, that's science. That's not politically correctness, but that's science. So anyway, about a year ago, he starts identifying fully as a female. Goes to his boss at Hobby Lobby in East Aurora, Illinois, and says, I'm going to start going into the women's bathroom. The manager at Hobby Lobby says, no, we can't let you do that. You know, we've allowed you to dress as a woman. We've tried to be understanding. We have been compassionate, but you're biologically a male. No, we can't do that. But tell you what we will do. We will build a unisex bathroom for you and anyone else that's confused about their gender. They can use. It won't be male or female. It will be a unisex bathroom, and you'll be free to use it, and we'll build it for you. And they did. So what did this gentleman, who is now identifying as a female, do? Sued Hobby Lobby. Now remember, they have been paying this guy, treating him well, since 1998. They build a restroom, and not just for him. It didn't have his name on it, but it was a unisex bathroom that anybody could use. So he sues. The state of Illinois declares that he has violated the rules and regulations of the Human Rights Commission of the state of Illinois. Hobby Lobby appeals that decision, and Friday of last week, A three-judge state panel in a unanimous decision ruled in favor of the he-she, and they have fined Hobby Lobby $220,000 and ruled that the company has violated the Illinois Human Rights Act. Yeah. The court said, quote, Hobby Lobby's conduct falls squarely within the definition of unlawful discrimination under the Act, as it treats Somerville, that's his last name, differently from all other women who work or shop at its store solely on the basis that her gender identity is not traditionally associated with her designated sex at birth. The commission did not err in finding that Hobby Lobby's conduct of denying Somerville access to its women's bathroom violated her civil rights under Articles 2 and 5 of the Act. The court went on. Hobby Lobby's provision of a unisex bathroom available to all employees and customers cannot cure its unequal treatment of Somerville with respect to the women's bathroom. If every employee and customer except Somerville may use either the unisex bathroom or the bathroom corresponding to their sex, but Somerville's choices are limited to the unisex bathroom or a bathroom that does not correspond to her sex, Hobby Lobby is still discriminating unlawfully. The court upheld the decision and fines by the Human Rights Commission. It also remanded the case to the commission, the Human Rights Commission, to determine, quote, additional damages and attorney fees that may be due. We will see if Hobby Lobby appeals that. This just happened this past Friday. This is the upside down, inside out, backwards, forwards world that we're living in. Hobby Lobby did everything that they could within their Christian convictions to accommodate this individual. And the result? I'm going to sue you. And they did. And the he-she has won. This is the world the left has brought us.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.